Rashi in the sixth parsha, the chodesh shlishi that says v'nei yisrael meretz mitzrayim, bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. So Rashi says the lashon of bayom hazeh, bayom ahu, or bayom hazeh. So Rashi says lo yatzach l'tzavel bayom ahu. Ma'al bayom hazeh, shiyu divrei Torah chadashim alachol kilu hayom nidnu. That divrei Torah should, Muslims should have a frishkeit in divrei Torah, freshness, as if Torah was given today, as if you went into the first time. Now, the truth is that we see this in Chazal a number of times, the Inyan, that a person should learn with a frishkeit, kilu hayom nidnu, that a person should look at divrei Torah, kilu, as it was given today, mamash. But it's easier said than done. A person gets into habit, a person gets into hergul. How does a person in fact come to a matzav that divrei Torah is kichadoshim, it's like new, they learn with a brand and a freshness, like it's the first day of the matzav. Forget about the day of Matan Torah. It says the halachah that a person should learn like the first day of this matzav. Started a new sugya, started a gishmak. A hergul goes on, a day or two goes by, a person, because he gets up in the morning, as we all know. What's the pshat on that? And the truth is that there's a vicious cycle. I see it all the time. I talk to people, I talk to myself also. You know, a person says you have to have a frishkeit. We don't have a frishkeit. So everyone's waiting for the cheshik to come back. When it dies, how does it work? You wait for the cheshik to come back. For some reason, it doesn't come back. You wait, it doesn't come back. So you're supposed to live with a freshness. How do you live with a freshness? You don't have it. You don't have it finished. What does it mean a person's supposed to have a freshness? You don't have it. You're bored. You learn once, twice, three times, four times, it's Thursday morning. You're bored. What does it mean a person's supposed to have a freshness of money? How does a person get a freshness of money? What's a person supposed to do? There's a very interesting maral I saw in the Hagdama of the Pirkei Avos. He brings down the Gemara and Saita says that if I'm not mistaken, that there's a chiluk between mitzvahs and limud Torah. Mitzvahs, while a person does a mitzvah, so it's megin him from Yisurim, it's megin on him from Tzaris, only while he does the mitzvah. When a person learns Torah, it's making him even be'idna b'shalai be'idna. Maral explains over there why taka is Torah making on a person even when he's not learning. So Maral says like this, that the etzem, everything in the Bria that has gashmi is involved in it, anything that's physical, the etzem is limited by time, because the malucha of zman is mishabed, everything that's gashmi is, it has a time, it's finite, it's limited. Ruchni is seichel chachma, when it's in a pure state, has no limitations of time. There's no limitations of time because it's not meshubah to the physical, and it's not meshubah to the physical, it's mitzvahs. Says the Maral, all mitzvahs, no matter what a darga a person's on when he does it, but v'sachakol, it involves the physical. The person's guf is involved in it. The person has to shake a lulav, the person has to put on tefillin. Zok the Maral, that wherever the guf is involved, wherever a person's physicality is involved, so there's a time limit on it. It's not mitzvahs. It doesn't go forever. Because the guf by nature is limited. Torah, he says, since Torah is pure chachma, Torah is pure seichel, it's seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has no guf mixed into it, is be'etzem, says the Maral, it has no time limit. It's not tachas HaShemesh. It's malamei HaShemesh. It's not something which b'chal has any physical limitations b'chal. And Meila, he says, a mitzvah has a time limit, a built-in time limit, so it's able to protect the person from Yisurim, from Tzaris, as long as you're doing a mitzvah. Because that's the time period of it. Torah, which is a nitzchi as the gazach, has no limitations with all. And Meila, it's making on the person loyal and void. That's what the Maral says. The Maral says in a different place, the Magia brings down in Tferes, the Maral says like this. Therefore, since the school of Torah is that it's beyond time, that it's not meshubah to time because it has no gashmias in it, therefore the Maral says that the surah of learning Torah has to be in an oifin that's l'mala me'azman. Because if a person learns Torah in an oifin that's meshubah to the zman, that means a person learns only in set times, a person only learns when it's noyach for him, only when it's good for him, only when it's easy for him, his pshat is that he's learning a type of limud Torah that's under the shivud of the zman, that's finite, that's under the limitations of time. A zal limud Torah, says the Maral, doesn't have in it the school of Torah that it's beyond time, that it's megin in all matzavim. Masha'enken, he says, the inyan of hasmada and the inyan of learning beyond time without limitations That's the etzem school. If a person learns in a za'ofen, when a person learns beyond zman, a person doesn't learn with the limitations of zman, says the Maral, the mele he's kind of the school of the Torah, which is beyond zman. That means in order to get the school of the Torah, which is not meshubah to the olam hagashmi b'chal, which doesn't have any limitations, doesn't get old, it doesn't get stale, that's only b'tnai that a person learns like that. It means the Maral is telling us a tremendous chiddush. Why does our learning get stale? Why does it lose its freshness? Says the Maral, a person's learning loses its freshness. Learning in its natural state, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, never gets stale. It's constantly fresh. It's not meshubet at the time. It has no gashmis mixed in. It has no physical. It's pure seichel. It's full of chokhmos and vayri. Learning never gets stale. When a person feels that there's a certain staleness in his learning, when it's not gishmak, when he's bored, when he's tired, when he feels it's getting becoming a habit, so it's an alarm that lights off for him to tell him, because he's learning the Torah in a way that's not the Torah. Etzem is a fresh thing. Torah is a gishmak. The Rav Chaim HaKadosh says in a number of places that if a person would know the gishmak of Torah, he would run after like a meshugan in the street. Now the pshat is that's only when a person learns it in an oifin that's mesugal for that school. So when a person sees that his learning is getting, that person says he doesn't have a gishmak in learning, a person's bored, it's not chadoshim. Says the Maral, the pshat is because you're not learning it in that way. You're not learning it. If you're learning it in a way that's intrinsically limited to your time limit, so you're not going to be kind of that midah of Torah, which is be'etzim. The Torah is be'etzim, has a constant freshness to it because it's constantly, there's a constant devar Hashem which is constantly being mischadish in the world. Every second of the bria be'etzim, there's a new bria of Torah. Because Baruch Hu's constantly being mischadish. Chadik Tuva Choyom Tomid is a result of a constant chiddush of Torah. That's what it says in all the Svarim HaKadosh. Be'etzim, there's a constant hischadish. Be'etzim, there's a constant hisinas HaTorah. Be'etzim, there's a new frishkeit that a person can latch into at any second, at any given time. When a person doesn't feel that he's connected to that freshness, it's because he's not learning in that oifen. And when a person doesn't learn in that oifen, so the kinyan HaTorah that you have is a kinyan HaTorah of a Torah that's stale. It's not a kinyan HaTorah of a Torah that has an intrinsic freshness. But if a person says the Maral learns in an oifen where he's beyond time, he doesn't learn because he only learns when he has an hour available. He doesn't only learn when it's easy for him. He's not meshubit. His learning is not meshubit to physical limitations. When a person's learning is not meshubit to physical limitations, then the Torah HaKadosh itself doesn't take on physical limitations, and it lives with a constant freshness and never gets stale. The Maral says in another place, that's the pshat in this pasuk in this week's parsha in Yisrael, that Ayem Ezeh Bo Mishra Sinai, that it should be Ki'ilu Misinasim B'chol Yoim, that every day it's like a person got Torah that day. The Maral says, how's it Mesugul? How can a person live with that freshness? And the Maral says, because Taka Torah intrinsically has this midah of that it has no gashmias mixed in, and that it's Lamala Mehazman, because that's the Etzem Mehus of Torah, that's why it's Mesugul. The Maral says, very interesting. The Maral says that there's a number of things in the Torah which we find that the Torah says you have to remember every day. Torah, Kol Yoyim, Kilu Nisinasa, we find Mantiskas Yom Tesh Kamar Tzachayim, it says a Matan Torah. The Maral says that the Pshat is, there are certain Ruchni Zikr Giluyim, which are so strong, which are so pure, which are so high, which have no mixture of the Olam Hazeh in and Bechal, that it's beyond time. One of them is Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of them is Matan Torah, and one of them is Torah itself. He says those things, and those are the only things, those are the only things which a person can retain a freshness over time, because it's Be'etzem Nitzchias Mitzad, it's Etzem Mechus. Ishtay in the Maral, this you saw that the Kenyan of Nisinasan b'chol yoyim, the ki'ilu nitin the kayoyim, the hagosha that a person can feel. It says a chiyum. It says the lashon of Rashi is a very sharp lashon over here. She yudivrei teru chadoshim alacha ki'ilu ayoyim nitin. It's a chiyum on a person. What the Maral is telling us are two things. One is that the reason why it's possible is because the intrinsic mahus of Torah allows for such a thing. And two, a person could acquire that midah of Torah if he shtel suit the Torah in that open, if he himself learned in that open. There's a shocking Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Kesemet is, a shocking Gemara. I want to suggest a pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a pasuk in Mishlei, noyef isha chasar lev, if somebody's mezana with a lady, so he's chasar lev, he doesn't have a heart. Omer Eish Lakish, Zeh Lemit Torah Leprokim, that's somebody who learns Torah Leprokim. What does Rashi say? Ein Oy Lemit Todir Todir, Kamosh Ein Leisha, it's like a person doesn't have a wife. Uboil, Pamzu, Pamzu. A person who learns Torah Leprokim is, Shtein Bigomor, is a Noyef Isha Chasar Lev. What's the Pshat in the Pasuk? is on a lower level, the pshat in the pasuk is that v'noyef isha chasar lev, that somebody who's mezaneh, is the pshat is chasar lev. He has no connection to the person b'chal. Chasar lev is no connection. It's not a wife that a person has a connection with the lev to the person. It's chasar lev. It's v'noyef isha. Is the first thing the pasuk is telling us is from a chitzenius dikin nekuda. Is that somebody who's learned material the problem that it's pa'am and zu, pa'am and zu, pa'am and zu, is the fact that you can't develop a connection with the Bukhal, because it's not an emotional connection with Bukhal. It's chasar lev, it's a learning without a heart. That's the first thing the Pasuk is saying. No, it's a gather of mizana, it's a person like a person with a zainah, but there's no, a person can't have a connection with it. But I think this perhaps is a tifer azach over here. Why is the noyef isha chasar lev? What's taka the pshat? That a person who's mizana, like Rashi says, palm zu, why taka is a chasar lev? Why taka is there no connection? Not because every time it's a different person. That's not the pshat. That's not the pshat in Rashi. The pshat's like this. The reason why it's chasar lev, the reason why there's no connection, is because a person who's naif isha, a person who's mizana, he's called kula only looking for himself. The inyan of mizana, of the naif isha, the chasar lev, the pshat is when he has an interest, he's not coming to get married to somebody, to give to somebody, that the board is going into a relationship of Ish v'Isha that's coming to take care of a wife. The pshat is a kula fazif, is only for himself. When a person is only for himself, so it's chasar lev, there's no connection b'chal. Why does a person learn Torah l'prakim? When does he learn? If you're learning, learn all the time. If you're not learning, don't learn at all. When is he learning Torah l'prakim? Torah l'prakim, the pshat is a person learns Torah l'prakim when it's good for him, when it's easy for him, when it's convenient for him. The pshat of Lai Mitarel of Rakim is Noyef Isha Chasar Lev. It's a relationship of convenience. When it's good for me, then I learn Torah. Oh, but there's no connection to Torah b'chal. So that means a person's, use a Lashon Yini, a person's prostituting the Torah. A person's turning the Torah into Noyef Isha Chasar Lev. What's the result of that? The result of that is Chasar Lev. There's no connection b'chal. Then a person wants to know afterwards why the Torah, I have no relationship with the Torah. Why should I have a relationship with the Torah? It's not a relationship of give and take. It's a relationship of taking. The void is when you feel like Gishmak and when the right time is good and you have a free morning to learn and there's no tears and you don't have a headache and you don't have a cold and your Shver and Shvigur and great grandmother and step great grandmother and step great grandmother's great uncle's not in town. And so then the void is when there's a free morning, a person goes to learn. And there's a free afternoon, a Kolshkan, a Friday morning for sure, and a Shabbos morning for sure. Is the pshat is when a person's free, then you go learn. That's not a relationship with all. That's noyef isha chasar lev. That means the person doing it when it's convenient because you want to do it, because you feel good, you feel guilty. Person wants to learn, he has empty time. For what he can tell his wife what he did the whole morning at the end of the day. Is the pshat is for a bunch of excuses and a bunch of reasons, a person goes ahead and learns. That's lay material of problem. Lay material of problem is that you do when it's good for you. That's not learning b'chal. That's not a kesher to Torah b'chal. Because it's a limud Torah which is mishubid to your needs. There's a gevaltig gevor from the Alta from Kelm. He says, and I always say it over to Bachrim, that they find it's a strange act, the Tzura, the whole Tzura of Mount Torah, that the Mount Torah was given in the Midbar. What's Rav Meisis does is that's a way to give a Torah standing in the middle of a desert. Make it, in Mount Torah, look at the Yemi, making the garden, the Colosseum, air conditioning, a shtickle kibbutz at the end wouldn't hurt anyway. Oh, that's a beautiful meal, they can make a buffet. But a shtickle mechubadik oifen of Mount Torah. What type of business is in the middle of a midbar, garnished, the middle of the desert, under the sun, standing at a mountain, there's nothing there, in the middle of sand, that's a tzura. And it's still a photo picture, that's a tzura to give Torah. The Alter from Kelm says, the shot's like this, richtig, it's not a tzura to give Torah. But the Meister says the Alter, if there was no gashmis when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, because the shot is like this. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have given the Torah, it would have been air conditioning. Let's say it would have been air conditioning in the Mountain Torah. Is the pshat is, about that was the tzura that the Torah was given. Is the pshat is, so that's the tzura the Torah is meshubit to that zach. So the word is, if there's no air conditioning, you can't learn. And if there's no manufus and nefesh, a person can't learn. Is any gashmi yizdika tanai that would have been given in the midbar, so that's the limitation that the Torah came with. That's the receipt, nichta betzida, that's the limitation. If I don't have it, then the word is, there's no learning. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in an oifin, that the Torah is not dependent on anything. It's above all matzav. It's above time and it's above gashmistika situations. And that's taka the only way. So it's not just that the Torah was given in an oifin that a person should learn also in that matzav. No, the pshat is it's a vorn in the etzim kinyan haTorah. If a person learns in an oifin where his limud haTorah is meshubit to other agendas, whatever the agendas are, so then the pshat is, a person can't get a kinyan with Torah. A person can learn for 10 years, a person can learn for 20 years, a person can learn his whole life. Oh, but he's a stranger. And then a person wonders, why doesn't have a gishmak in learning? Learning. A guy can learn for years in yeshiva. I speak to people, speak to hundreds of people. A person can sit in the base medrash, not use the word learn, but a person can sit in the base medrash for years and years and years, and It's like a woodpecker. You peck at the gemara here, you peck at the gemara here a little bit, peck at the gemara here, but a person doesn't get a geschmack. And a person says, what's going on? I'm hearing so many years already. 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, first, second, first, right? I still don't have a geschmack. Why should you have a geschmack, Michal? The word is, a person can only have a geschmack if it's with a lid, with a heart. But if the etzem learning in a tifa oifen is mishubit to everything else, that means if all the physical and time conditions are met, then a person is able to learn. So then, A, it blibes chasar leiv on a chitzonistical level, it blibes without a kesher, and second of all, it blibes without the maral skula, that a person is kind of that skula that Torah has a geschmack, that Torah has a frischkeit. And kol zman a person learns in that oifen that his learning is meshubit to time, and his learning is meshubit to physical situations that come up, his devart is he's never going to get a geschmack. That's the answer. And as you know, a person could try any time that everyone has. We all have our times when, quote unquote, you don't learn, or it's hard to learn, or it's difficult to learn, or you don't want to learn. And it's not only in learning, it's in any avodas Hashem, in any ruchnius. Any time that a person pushes through and breaks his ruchniyistika's dependence on gashmiyistika's situations. Anytime a person breaks through, a person gets a gewaldige geschmack in learning. A gewaldige geschmack in learning. And a person can get to gewaldige dargis. There's a famous pshat of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in last week's parsha. It says the whole trask, last week's parsha, how Moshe Rabbeinu made Kriyas Yamsuf. So, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, what's the big thing? The Baruch Hu says, the Prince of Benyor split the yard and he was walking through. It was Maisim B'chol Yom Baruch Tanoim. So there's a famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh who says that the pshat is that to split Kriyas Yamsuf before Ma'an Tayyur is a big zach. To split Kriyas Yamsuf after Ma'an Tayyur is no big chachma. Any person who's a chachma Tayyur, a Prince of Benyor who's a Tana, you can split the yard, there's no big thing. So I'm not trying to say that if you're going to learn extra hour on Shabbos, so right away you're going to walk through puddles over here, Mal Tafen, and the water's going to split. I'm not saying that. Mahal Mechlish by them. However, the Nekudas Advarim is, there's a big Nekud over here. The Shlita of Torah over Chomer. That we see that Torah has a Koyach to be Shailit over Chomer, that's a Koyach that every person has in them. So even if you're not going to go make a Kriya Sayyad and you're not going to go make a Kriya Sayyad, so we can make a Kriya in ourselves. The Torah has a koyach of being shaylit over chaymer. That's the mitzias of Torah. It means all these nisim that we say, we have a musik that the word that comes from kedusha. That's not the nekuda of the nisim of all the phenomena. The nisim of the phenomena and the was a koyach of Torah. Because like the Maral says, the Torah is beyond time. Torah is beyond mitzias. Torah is beyond the ilm had. It's not limited. And a person can each person on his darga as much. The person says to himself, "We say this. I'm not going to be a pinnacle of Yosef. So why bother?" Person says, not to be Rabbi Kaneski. There's a big problem. There's a lot of stories going around about Hasmol Degelim. The stories are starting to backfire because the stories are so spread, widespread now. So everyone says, "Hey, that's not shaykes to me." What's going on? But it's not true. Bechal. As much as a person breaks through and learns in the oifen that the Maral speaks about, that as much as a kinyan in that opportunity. So a person learns an hour when it's shver. A person learns an hour when he doesn't have a geshmak. You can try it. Learn an hour when you don't want to learn. Learn an hour when it's, you ever got opens up a thesis, a boring thesis. Learn the thesis with a geshmak, with a brand, even though you don't have a geshmak in a brand. There's no bigger taiva in Olam Hazeh that exists. There's no bigger taiva. I haven't tried all the taivas. There's no bigger taiva. Why? What's the pshat? Because that's an akuda where a person can touch the pnimius of Torah. The pnimius of Torah is that it's beyond gashmi. It's the pure tainug of Torah itself. And every person has a kasher to it. Every person can touch it. Insofar as a person learns in a za'a oifen of beyond time and beyond the limitations of the goof, it could be for half an hour, it could be for 15 minutes, it could be for 20 minutes. In that second, a person touches the pnimius of Torah, and a person can touch the geshmak of Torah, and the bren of Torah, and then that itself is a basis for further steiging and further growing.